All right, welcome in, everybody. We have a 30-minute Dave Plyer show right here on 720 WGN. Whether you're tailgating at the Northwestern versus Ohio State game tomorrow or the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, you don't have to know a first down from a touchdown to have a game plan for tailgating. And while beer may always be a football staple, you can level up your experience with a great wine to pair and with your wings, with your ribs, with your nachos, and more. Jennifer Wall is the award-winning winemaker behind Barefoot Wine, and she's joining us in studio to share those suggestions. Jennifer, welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
You know, first let's talk about a little history of Barefoot Wine.
Yeah, absolutely. So Barefoot has a fantastic story. It started in 1965. And the gentleman who created it put the foot on the label in honor of the way wines were originally made, how grapes were originally stomped.
Very true. I've watched that I Love Lucy episode.
Exactly.
I know how that goes.
Exactly. And so that was why the foot was originally put on the label. And he made Barefoot Wines in his garage in Alameda County, just across the bay from San Francisco, for 10 full years. And he had a passion for Pinot Noir. And unfortunately for him, his Barefoot blended wines were outselling his Pinot Noirs. So he became frustrated, and he actually retired the Barefoot brand from 1975 to 1985. And he
it's a long time.
Then he moved up to the Russian River Valley in Sonoma County and built the first winery on West Side Road. And he then sold the brand to a gentleman named Michael Houlihan, who bought it in 85, relaunched it in 86. And for him, the foot on the label had nothing to do with old style winemaking. It was all about kicking back, being carefree, getting barefoot, and having a great time.
Yeah.
Just a lifestyle image. And so he released the first varietal wines in 1986, Cabernet Sauvignon and Sauvignon Blanc. And then the brand just started to grow and grow. And eventually I was hired in 1995, 29 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
You've been drinking a long time.
I have. And at that time, we were at 140,000 cases. We had four wines. We were only sold in four states.
Okay.
So we've come a long way since then. So we immediately started adding varietals to the portfolio. In 1998, we added Barefoot Bubbly. So we have Barefoot Bubbly California Champagnes. And we did that right before the Millennium Celebration because, as you know, you know, two things were going to happen when the millennium hit. Like, the banks were going to fall down and we're going to lose our money. Yeah, the world was going to end. And there wasn't going to be enough champagne to celebrate. So we launched Barefoot Bubbly. And what we learned from that was that people had a thirst for sparkling wine. Just they didn't want to pay those French champagnes premium prices.
Sure,
so
sure.
Now you can get Barefoot Bubbly in all these different flavors and at an affordable price. So that was really exciting. And then we added, continue to add varietals, Merlot and Zinfandel and other wines along the way. And then in 2005, Michael wanted to retire, so he sold the Barefoot brand to the E&J Gallo Winery, the Gallo family, which is the largest family-owned winery in the world. And Barefoot started making wine under that umbrella. And right away, we launched the Pinot Grigio, which we're going to taste today, which is the number one wine in our portfolio and the number one Pinot Grigio in the United States.
Really? That's
really
great.
Yeah, why don't we taste it?
All right, let's do it. All right. I know, we have to really describe it because I was told once before that drinking and eating on radio isn't that attractive to the listener unless we're very specific. So let's talk about what you taste in it. And it's been around for how long?
Yeah, so this was originally released in 2006. And it is our
really
number one seller. Thank you. So when you smell it, you'll get lots of apple and pear, a hint of floral in there, a little jasmine. So lots of really beautiful aromas and flavors, very expressive. And then when you taste it.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, it has all of those same characteristics and attributes, but it also has just a hint of CO2 that lifts the vibrancy and balances the wine. Do you get that?
I get that, yeah.
Yeah, so and it has that really long, beautiful, like sweet citrus finish, which is just lovely. So I love this wine, and so this was added in 2006.
The clean finish, by the way.
Clean finish, super clean, well-balanced, beautiful, pairs very well with food. So then a few years later, we actually launched Barefoot Moscato.
Okay.
And Barefoot Moscato brings more new users into the wine category than any other wine in the entire United States.
Is it because it's a little sweeter? Are people more comfortable diving into that with that?
Exactly. Yeah, okay, exactly. Right. It has some juiciness, some mm-hmm. sweetness. It's very expressive aromatically. Has big flavors like mandarin orange and tangerine and sweet lime. And people love coming into wine through that kind of wine. And so we launched Barefoot Moscato, and it was wildly successful. So that's our second most popular wine in our portfolio.
Next to the Pinot Grigio. Okay.
Next to the Pinot Grigio. And then we just kept adding. We had pink Moscato and red Moscato and all these other wines. We have a rosé. So we really have, what I like to say, something for everyone Barefoot portfolio. So whether you like sweet or dry or red or white or sparkling or still, we have something in the Barefoot portfolio for a wine lover to find and love themselves.
Jen, how did you get into all this?
Yeah, so I was
29 years.
29
just
years.
Just a Barefoot, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually was at UC Santa Cruz, University of California, Santa Cruz, and studying biology with the intention of going into medicine, and my mom and dad kindly moved to the wine country when I was a junior in college. Okay. So when I moved home, I got what I thought was a temporary job at a custom bottling facility. And Barefoot was actually one of the clients there.
Interesting. Okay.
And so 50 different winemakers, 50 different protocols, instant immersion. And I fell in love with the product, with the process, with the community, with the entire culture of wine and winemaking. And
it's interesting how just that exposure can just pivot.
Oh,
life.
Huge detour.
Yeah.
Huge detour.
Yeah.
And I remember calling my dad and saying, guess what? This is what I'm going to do.
So sit down and have a drink.
Yeah, exactly. A big one.
Yeah.
But it's been obviously a great path for me. So I did that for a couple of years. And then and my dad, who was an engineer in food manufacturing, actually came to me one year and he said, look, if you're really going to do this, I need you to leave the wine industry and get some non-agricultural based food manufacturing experience so you could get some like really top-notch experience. So I did. I left for 2 years and I went and worked for Calistoga and Perrier and they're in their food manufacturing, their drink manufacturing process. And right before harvest of 1995, the owner, Michael Houlihan, called me and said, I heard you might be ready to come back into the wine industry. And I said, yes, I am.
And that's how it all happened.
And that's where it started.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Barefoot, too, as we're talking about tailgating, and, you know, people, when they think about tailgating, they are thinking about having a beer and their wings and so forth. But you can really upscale it very nicely, you know, with a little wine. And you're also the official sponsor of the NFL.
Yes, this is our third consecutive year of being the official wine of the NFL. We're also the official wine of the Chicago Bears, which is very exciting.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and we love the partnership.
That's why you're here, by the way.
That's why I'm here,
yeah.
But we love the partnership because it allows us to collaborate with the NFL and bring, you know, new users into wine, new users into the NFL, and really give people an option and permission to drink wine when in the football occasion, which, like you said, for years and years, it's been a beer type of occasion, and it really doesn't have to be.
I saw that at two tailgating. I went to two games this year, and that's what I saw. I saw people drinking beer and drinking wine. The wine surprised me a little bit, but it's a thing.
It's absolutely a thing. And really, it gives you a lot more flexibility when you're planning your tailgate or your home party, your pre-party for your football game, whatever game you might be watching. So wine gives you a lot of flexibility related to what you're going to serve, what you're going to pair with it, because it's much different than beer.
I mean,
kind of you just drink beer with whatever's being served as a food, but with wine, you know, you can pair chicken wings or chicken tenders or, you know, or nachos with a Pinot Grigio
or a brisket or a steak
or sliders with a Cabernet Sauvignon. So there's all of that kind of fun wine food pairing that you can do with a tailgate, which is really interesting.
Now, there is something you're doing for the Bears-Packers game this weekend, and somebody won a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it involves Simone Biles, right?
It does. Yeah. This is our second annual Barefoot Bandwagon Box Competition. Last year, we hosted it at Arrowhead Stadium, and it was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Donna Kelsey.
Yeah, there. Donna Kelsey was there with us. And this year, we wanted to really lean into the WAG popularity, the wives and girlfriends popularity of NFL stars. And we decided to, on this year, to feature Simone Biles. And it's going to be a fabulous thing. So we launched our competition on our Barefoot Wine Instagram account about 6 weeks ago. And we asked people to write in and tell us why they want to be included, if they are chosen, who will they bring, what's their involvement with wine and football, and what do they want to learn from the experience are selected.
Love that.
And so we did select a winner. Obviously, there was a multitude of people that were that entered into the competition.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It's such a big deal to win something like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's not only Simone, but it's like the whole suites and the experience, and they get to go on the turf before the game.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's so cool. So we did select a lucky winner, and she and three of her friends will be joining us in the suite. And we're going to be doing a lot of wine and food pairings in the suite.
Which we'll talk about for sure. Yeah.
And then of course, mixing and mingling with Simone, which is so exciting to be there while she watches her husband play.
Yeah, that's very cool. I love that. Now, you have a specialty drink. Are you making on Sunday with the wine?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I wanted to have a signature drink during halftime. So we're making something called the blue bear drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a little bit of blueberry syrup, some lemon juice, some blue curacao, and then we're topping it with Barefoot Bubbly Brut Cuvée, which is a Chardonnay champagne, a very dry Chardonnay champagne. And we're actually going to put a little bit of edible glitter in there because it's going to make it really beautiful. We're going to do this during just halftime to make it celebratory and have a good time.
With all those other ingredients, will it make it even sweeter? Like, how do you see it?
So I have made it before.
Yeah.
So I just created it this week for this event. So actually, the blueberry syrup does add some sweetness to it, but also the lemon juice balances the sweetness. It doesn't come across as sweet at all. It just comes across as juicy, and you get the aromatics and the flavors of the blueberry, but it doesn't come across as sweet at all.
I love that. We are talking to Jen Wall from Barefoot Wine and Tailgating, and there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. All right, State Players, 720 WGN. We are talking tailgating with Jen Wall from Barefoot Wine. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the pairings and your wines and some of the things we traditionally think about at a football game. There's wings, there's chicken, of course, on the grill. There's ribs on the grill, nachos. What are some of your suggestions, whether you're going to the game or doing it at home?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, like buffalo wings with Chardonnay would be amazing. It would be amazing with Pinot Grigio as well. If you think about...
Is that because of the heat and a little sweet?
Yeah, well, it's also the texture. You have to not only think about aromas, flavors, but you have to think about texture as well.
Okay.
So, Chardonnay, for me, has that beautiful, round, rich texture that's really creamy and pairs well with really a lot of football food favorites. So with Cabernet Sauvignon, which we're going to taste next, I would suggest pork sliders, steaks, as you mentioned, hamburgers, even like a meatball sandwich, which is kind of like a fun football food.
Nice red wine with your, absolutely. Yeah.
So those are kind of some suggestions I really love. If you're going towards a drier white wine without oak, because Chardonnay does have oak, like a Sauvignon Blanc, you might want to try like a veggie pizza like a jalapeno dip. Or artichoke dip, all of those kind of like veggie kind of appetizers always go really well with it. Oh, you're tasting the cab.
The cab has a really, again, a nice clean finish. Like, you know, you experience different wines over your lifetime and you want something that's going to be clean and to just kind of hang in a good way. And sometimes it's not. And both of these very consistently good with that.
Thank you. Yeah. The Barefoot California Cabernet is our number one red wine in our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has traditional varietal attributes. And what I mean by that is when grapes are grown in the vineyard, they have traditional varietal attributes. And in the winemaking process, we can really do a lot of things to mask or even... you know, just completely remove varietal attributes. Yeah. But for Cabernet Sauvignon, the number one varietal attribute that I love to preserve when blending is the velvety texture. So it has that kind of beautiful dark blue fruit, black fruit aromatics, but then it has layers of oak. So it has like brown spice and vanilla. And then that big velvety texture, that plushness that you get. And then, of course, it has that smooth finish that you described, which is really nice.
Well, it's great to put awards on the labels, but you guys win a lot of awards. I mean, you get a lot of top notions for this.
We do. Yeah. We actually happen to be the most awarded wine brand and sparkling wine brand in all U.S. competitions.
Wow.
And we have been for 20 years.
Congrats to you. That's great.
So that was one of the factors that played into us asking Simone to join us, because Barefoot's the most awarded wine.
And she is,
and she's, of course, the GOAT. She's the most awarded gymnast.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought, what better way to celebrate both wine and sport?
I have a texter that texted in about fried foods. Like, what do you suggest for fried foods as a pairing?
Yeah. So a lot of times, Chardonnay specifically will pair very well. Like if you had like a fried fish sandwich or even like fried chicken tenders, the creaminess of the Chardonnay will cut through kind of the oiliness of the fried food. So that's really a good pairing. If the fried food happens to be spicy, I would suggest Barefoot California Moscato, because the sweetness and the juiciness of the Moscato will balance out the spice and the heat of that food.
Got it.
That's really, like, if you're doing nachos or spicy fried foods or even salsa or jalapeno poppers, go in the direction of something a little bit sweet, because then it will temper that heat in your mouth.
Love it. All right, elevate your game with a beautiful glass of wine for your next tailgate. Visit barefootwine.com for more on all of that. Thank you, Jen. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. All right. That is it for us. Raleigh James is coming up after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.